While Australia is pushing to open new coal mines, Germany is negotiating a total closure of its coal industry. Europe's biggest economy closed its last black coal mines in 2018, and now it's phasing out brown coal mines and coal-fired power plants. Eric Campbell from ABC's Foreign Correspondent Program reports from Eastern Germany.
Giant open-cut mines and steam-belching power plants dominate the old East German province of Lusatia on the Polish border. Brown coal is the single biggest employer here and the source of most of the area's electricity. But on a tour of the region's largest coal company, LEAG, corporate spokesman Torolf Schirmer tells me the age of coal has to end.
I think people agree and understand that times are changing, and they understand that we need to change into a renewable world with renewable energy generation. We don't argue about that. We want to discuss about the right period of time to make this change successfully.
Germany's energy corporations and trade unions have signed up to a grand plan to shut down the coal industry over the next 18 years. The companies will share nearly $7 billion in compensation for closures that could start as early as this year. Coal regions will receive a further $65 billion in federal funds to help create new jobs and industries. The plan is to cut emissions without destroying coal communities. It's a stark contrast to Australia, where both the coalition government and the Labor opposition have balked at declaring that the coal mining industry be phased out. But the German plan isn't without its critics. Environmentalists are scathing, saying it doesn't go fast enough. Climate activist Daniel Hoffinger.
The government and the parliament suggested that we continue burning coal for another 18 years here in Germany, which is just ludicrous. I mean, we need to end fossil fuels right now. We don't have any time to waste anymore.
He's a member of a militant group, Ende Gelände, a new kind of protest movement that doesn't bother marching in the streets. It occupies entire coal regions.
We're going to block a coal mine that's nearby.
The ABC followed one of their protests as they sent several thousand disciplined activists into Lusatia to block coal infrastructure.
Now the police beat the shit out of me.
It's a model they hope to export to other coal countries.
All over Europe, we're seeing movements emerge that are blocking their fossil fuel industry. It makes me hopeful to see more and more climate justice movements emerge all over the world, and potentially also in Australia.
It's German climate activist Daniel Hoffinger speaking there with Eric Campbell, and you can see Eric's full report on Foreign Correspondent tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC TV.